I wear into them this morning. Good morning, this is the shaman. Just trying to get out through the fence here. Doing the combination. Both hands.
Father?
Yeah. Yes, that is true. We keep our turkeys under lock and key. I know this sounds like Jack Benny going down to the vault. Just to set this up for you, it's about half an hour before sunrise. I'm out with number three son, Angus. We are scouting 1 weekend prior to the start of youth season. This is going to be Angus's second to last youth season. A foggy morning here in the trans bluegrass of northern Kentucky.
Where are we going?
I'd say let's go out to the honey hole.
Are we staying together or splitting up?
Oh, let's stick together.
All right.
I am overcome with the beauty of this morning. It's cold. It's about 10 degrees colder than I'd like it, but it's just gorgeous. We got fog. The air is completely still, and there are gobblers everywhere. I hope you're hearing these. I think last time I was out, I told y'all, walked out with a cup of coffee on the front porch, and there was a gobbler gobbling at me. Well, he was there this morning. I hope you heard him. Where we're heading, that general direction, there is a roar, a low roar, that is almost continuous gobbling. Now it's off in the distance. I think it's off our property, but we should be able to hear it. The fog is hanging about 30 feet off the ground. And it's thick enough that the tops of the trees are disappearing into the fog. We're most of the way to the honey hole. We're coming up to the honey hole. There's a deer. deer out in the pasture, we'll probably bump him. Oh, there goes the white tail. Oh, phooey. This is what happens when you try to make art. Had a girlfriend once say, life is perverse. Can be beautiful, but it won't. Now everything is shut up, just about the time we get into place. Oh well. The good news is that we have reached the honey hole. We are in a fence line by an old tree. My son will be set up on a big log right next to me.
I know I'm as bad as a dog.
My son's doing the scraping the leaves away from where I'll be sitting. Oh my goodness, look here. Here's the wrapper from our mouth calls from there. Hands. I think we've come to the right spot. Just to set this up for you. We're in a fence line on the top of a knife edge ridge running north and south. And to the east and the west of us are flocks of hens with gobblers interspersed. I'd say there's 60 yards from us. And this is about 5 minutes before sunrise.